I'm the sock trapped in the bottom of the dryer that'll burn your house down, Bootsy.
I'm the phrase you keep using, hoping someone will eventually think you know what you're talking about, Snakey.
And welcome to the podcast where we weigh your heart against a feather and judge you because you're trash. Logical lunatics. We're the friends you wish you had.
Yes.
Ooh, and here's some ice for that scorching burn. Just kidding. We love you. We love you so much.
We do love you. And today we're going to be bitching and also talking about milestones, but mostly bitching. And if you are offended by this, you can fill out our feedback form or you can die mad about it.
Mostly die mad about it. If you fill out the feedback form, we might read what you've sent us in the next episode.
No one's filled it out yet. I suspect you're all worried, but you should totally fill it out.
Yeah, we don't actually bite. Come on. It's all comedy, friends.
Yeah.
Except today. Today we are biting.
And if you think that the shoe fits from this episode, you should lace that bitch up and wear it.
Oh my god. Okay, so like let's start off by saying what the fuck was September?
Oh, it was awful. I hated September. Like wake me up when September ends.
Honestly, that's like the theme song for all of September. People have been testing me the entire month.
They have. This is true.
Like the world has been tested this entire month. I mean, this isn't about that. You can go be sad about that somewhere else. But, like, we have to admit that this has been, like, a trash fire month.
It has. All around for everyone.
But it's almost over.
Oh, thank God. It's almost October.
Yes, it's almost October, which is the blessed holy month of Halloween.
Yes, exactly.
So we can get some fucking relief.
Okay. Thank God.
So the first thing I want to talk about on this auspicious day is posting etiquette. And yes. I know that this is a very divisive topic and people have a lot of different opinions about posting etiquette and what it means and how to do it and does it matter and whatever. So we're just going to give you our opinions on the subject.
And yes.
Yeah. And you can, I don't know, take it or leave it.
Yeah. You don't have to agree with us.
No, of course not. I mean, you should, because we're
we're usually right.
We're right. But you don't have to. Yeah. Okay, so what does posting etiquette mean to you? How did you figure out what it is? Do you have any tips?
Yeah.
For the noobs?
So I kind of always just had the vibe. I didn't actually find out what posting etiquette should and shouldn't be until, like, I started doing this in, like, August last year. In, like, October, I started joining other servers and people were talking about it. But me, as a person, if somebody else posts something, if they get to it before I do, heaven forbid that I do that. That's just how I am as a person. First and foremost, it has to do a lot with, I do want you to do good and get the limelight, but also I want to hear what you've done, see if I can make mine better, because everybody's out here doing this for fun at the end of the day and for kicks. Mm-hmm. It just, besides the fact that you look like a total asshole for posting right after somebody, I know this happened recently to somebody that we know who's a male performer. Mm-hmm. Who filled a script when it first came out, got there first, and then like three other people did that in the same day. Have a shred of human decency for yourself. Because I'm going to be real with you. If you post something right after somebody else does, it's going to do like shit.
Well, yeah, because like people have seen it. They might not even
heard it.
They might not even notice that it's a different person. They might literally think it's the same thing that they just saw.
Yeah. So I kind of already always had that vibe. Also, when I first started out, I did a lot of stuff that was like really old. So I didn't have to worry about that. But when newer things started coming out and then somebody told me about posting etiquette, they're like, oh, it's kind of an unspoken rule. It's really just so that the you or whoever gets there first has a chance to shine. And then you post it a couple days after. Some people wait weeks. Some people wait months. Some people wait days. My way to go is 2 or 3 days. Or I mean, there was one, a script that I wanted to fill like 3 months ago that got filled like back to back to back to back. So I waited a whole fucking month.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But you look like a fucking asshole if you're just like, oh, I'm going to wait 24 hours. I know this just got filled, but
yeah.
Like, first of all, take out looking like an asshole. You're doing yourself a disfavor because it's not going to do as good. Point blank, period.
Yeah. Because it's been not. Seen.
It's been seen. It's just been listened to. Especially, I cannot stress this enough. If somebody just did it and it did really well for them, I mean, really well, you are just setting yourself up to be a Hindenburg and just go down in flames because it's not going to do as well. If you don't care about any of that, go for it.
Yeah.
If you don't care about people silently judging you, go for it. Because that's what they...
silent judgment. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just because people want to see you have fun and do good. And you are doing yourself a disfavor by doing that. You look stupid. Also.
It's... Okay. Yeah. So I like to wait like a month.
Yeah.
I'm one of those like long, I will like leave huge gaps between when I've noticed that something that I'm interested in has been filled. I want to wait like the longest time.
Right.
To fill it because, well, like a couple reasons, like mostly like I don't want to step on the other performers' toes. I know they may not care. And then a lot of times like they have way bigger audiences than me, so they probably don't even notice. But like, it's just like a point of personal
pride,
like, pride and preference. Yeah. So like, I would prefer to, you know, leave a huge gap. So like at least a month. And I've had it happen before too, where like, I will wait like that whole month. And then just when I'm like getting to ready to post it, somebody else will post a fill and I'll be like, oh, fuck.
But yeah.
Like, but it's not a big deal because then you just like have an extra one in your back pocket. Like you just hold on to it for a little bit longer.
Right.
And yeah, so it's like, it's just, it's important to me that I don't make it seem like I'm trying to ride anybody's coattails in the community and then also not wanting to like step on someone's toes. Cause there is something, I don't know if I want to say like it's entirely offensive to see somebody fill something that you've just filled, but it doesn't, it's not a great feeling. Cause you're
no,
like,
it's not. It's not. I will say it's offensive. I'll say it.
Okay, well, it like, is. I mean, I'm not personally offended by it. I'm just kind of like, oh, that doesn't feel so great. Okay, fine.
Like, honestly, I just start feeling bad for that person because I'm like, that's very unfortunate that you decided to do that because now it's going to do like shit, whether it has to do with me or not.
Yeah. And that's like, that's, that can be really like demoralizing.
Yeah.
To performers. Like, but here's the thing. When I first started, cause you know, I started what, like, I don't know, 5-6 months after you or something. So when I first started, I didn't even check to see if things that I had been filling.
Right. Some people don't.
Yeah. So that's the other side. Like, it's not always necessarily that somebody's like, I'm going to, you know, fuck this person over. I'm going to post my version and it's going to be amazing. And they're going to feel so bad about themselves. Like, it's not going to be like that. Yeah. It might just be like, they don't think to check because literally until like 2 months ago, I never looked. I never checked to see.
Some people don't know.
But so that would be like a tip that I would give for like a new performer is like, maybe before you post it, you know, if you want to be careful not to post something that someone's just done, maybe just like use the search bar. I know it's janky, but like use the search bar and you just like put the title in and see if anything besides the script offer comes up.
And
you know, at least then you know like when's the last time it was filled and like you know, maybe like how did people react to it too? You can also kind of like look at that because I've been noticing that certain tags get more attention than others. So like a lot of times, like aside from, you know, the mandatory tags that you do not fuck with that need to be there. Sometimes you can like tweak the tags on the script offer so that it makes more sense for your performance.
Yeah.
And for like what you're going for. And then the more you do it, you kind of start to figure out what tags you can change that might elevate the exposure. Maybe.
Exactly. It's just to do yourself, you know, a justice of like doing better or doing yourself proud. It's really like, I know I sound like a bitch. I do silently judge people who do that because it takes like 2 seconds to look. But like you said, some people don't know. So here we're telling you. Yeah, here we're telling you. That's something that everybody who does well that I've ever talked to in this community looks for.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say, or
just write your own stuff, and that'll literally never happen to you.
Yeah, or improv something, or like write something, and then you never have to worry about that. Which I know some people can't, but it really is. If you don't know, now you know, and it looks better on you when you do that. Because I'm telling you, you may not think that it matters to make friends or allies in this community, but it does. If you have a bunch of people that are just like, oh, don't fuck with him because he does this, like, it ostracizes you.
Yeah.
And for what?
And you may not even be intending to do that.
Yeah.
It's just like... It's like anything in life, right? Like where you have to kind of, you have to do what makes you happy. You have to do what you want to do, but you also kind of have to take into account how your actions are going to reflect on you and what people are going to think of you. I mean, if you care about that shit, if you don't, whatever, do you. I'm not here to judge you. I mean, I will judge you, but like behind your back. No, but like, it's just like, it's really like, it's simple. So like etiquette wise, wait at least a few days in most cases, or longer. And here's another little piece of etiquette that it's been bothering me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. If somebody fills something that you have filled days before, weeks before, whatever, please avoid commenting on their post that you have also filled it, because whether or not it's intentional, it comes off like you're trying to direct attention away from the performer's post, and that also doesn't feel great. I guess it does not feel great. And like, please don't hijack it to advertise your stuff.
Yeah, that's shitty. Whether it's a script or a fill you've done or something, it looks really shit. And Here's another little tidbit. If you have filled it, chances are people that have listened to the script fill that you were about to comment on will search the title and find yours too. Just saying. That's why multiple fills are great.
Okay, multiple fills are everything. They are so important because everybody's voice is legit so different. Mm-hmm. Everybody's performance is different. Like the way that they edit, and if they add like sound effects or any of that shit, everybody's performance is so unique. And also the writers, I mean, a lot of times writers are not given as much attention as the person who has voiced their script.
Right.
So one way that you can kind of like give back to the writers is like more fills. So like, don't be scared either. That's another thing that, you know, I don't know, I feel like I should have been told right at the beginning is like, don't be scared just because you see like what you would call a big name has already done the script. And if they've done it like weeks before or month before or whenever, don't be frightened to also do your own take, because from what I understand, most writers are like extremely happy when they have a script that has multiple fills.
They are. Yeah, they like it.
I mean, I have my one and only script offer. You know, pay attention to your pumpkin princess, just in case anybody wants to fill it.
Yes.
That has like, I don't know, 3-4 fills, and I love them all. And they're all so different. Like, and it's like orgasmic to like get a new script fill and be like, I get to listen to somebody else saying my words. Oh, yes. Give me that. So like, yeah, don't be scared if you see that other people have filled scripts.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Exactly. The whole big name thing is just...
Yeah, I hope everyone could hear the air quotes when I said big name.
Yeah, big name thing. Like, just do your thing. Or, and like, if you think that somebody is a big name, they probably don't want you to point that out. Nobody likes that. Just FYI.
Who's like, oh my God, you're such a big name.
It's just, you know, or people.
It's amateur porn people.
Yeah, it is. It's just porn. And on top of that, like, another thing that I've seen people kind of bitch about, or like, oh, I didn't want to feel that because so-and-so commented on it. Let me just check you for a second. If I like something, I'm praising the writer. There are things that I said that I liked, and it goes in my saved folder, and I'll eventually get around to it. People are going to do that. Do not let that stop you from feeling something.
Oh, God,
just,
yeah.
Just check. That's another thing. Like, if you find something that a lot of people have commented on, you can just check and see the last time it was filled. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Just be smart.
just don't be a dick. It's really very simple.
Yeah.
Just don't be a dick. Or at least try not to be a dick. I know sometimes dickishness will happen accidentally. Trying to give people some kind of benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
It can be hard, though. Like, it's weird to me that I'm, like, heading toward a year.
It's so scary. It's so cool.
But, like, it's, like, I was so nervous to post and so intimidated. And, like, I was looking at every, like, all these other performers' posts, like, what kind of, like, you know, fun, cheeky things do they say in the body of their post? And, like, how do they do this? Like, I'm so scared. Like, I was so terrified. And it feels like it wasn't that long ago, but yeah, it's like, I don't know, heading toward a year.
I know. Yay. It's not far away at all.
This is a lovely segue into milestones.
Yes. We love the milestones.
You've had some big ones.
Yeah. So in August, the end of August, I celebrated my 1 year on GWA. Yay! It went by so fast.
365 days of bullshit, baby. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Amazing.
365 days of figuring out new things that I like to do. It was a lot of fun. And my computer's timing out. There we go. So
it's
that
like
was,
I've had enough.
Yeah, I'm done. So that was a big deal. Yesterday, was it? No, 2 days ago, sorry, was my Discord server's year birthday, where Boots is a mod.
I am a mod. Oh, we'll have to talk about how much Smut Club means to me, and I'll see if I can make you cry.
No!
No, but I do want to mention some things about that. But yes, mm-hmm. 1 year of Smut Club. If you're not in Smut Club, what the fuck are you even doing, first of all?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm, yes.
What are the milestones? What else?
I think that's it.
3,000 followers, bitch. Oh.
Well, not yet. We're still like 200 and something away, but we're close.
That's ridiculous, though.
Thank you.
Like, I'm so excited. I don't care that it's still a little bit away. It doesn't fucking matter. Oh, and what is it, like, over 1,000 in your chamber of secrets? Serpents in your chamber?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so slutty. I've had over 1,000 serpents in my chamber.
Yeah, I do. That's right. Which is something I never thought that I would get. I used to look at people's subreddits last year and be like, oh my God, how do people get that many people in there? I have 20.
I remember having like 10 and being like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Like, why are they looking at me?
But speaking of milestones, I know you're still a couple months away from a year, but as mm-hmm. somebody who just started, you're doing better than I did when I first started. You are like zooming past. It's insane.
I mean, on the flip side, I'm also doing far worse than some people who started after me. No, but like, oh my God, what the fuck even is this journey?
You're incredible. It's people are realizing that, which I love seeing.
I'm just glad that I made them happy in their pants.
You have, clearly. You're very good at what you do. You know this.
I try. Let's see, milestones I'm celebrating. Well, I just passed 1,200 followers.
Yes.
So that's cool.
That's so exciting.
That's people. Man, what are you all doing with your lives following me around? Just batshit. And then my subreddit has like 680 subscriber thing people in it.
That's amazing. There. That's so exciting.
I love that. I love that people are listening to me.
Thank I did you for too.
Stroking my ego and also simultaneously triggering imposter syndrome. I appreciate every single one of you. No, I love it. It baffles me when I look and see that people are actually like listening to my things that I make.
And that makes me impossibly happy.
I think probably, and I'm just gonna like stroke my own giant spirit dick right now. But my biggest milestone that I've had that I never would have thought is I had an audio go past it's just went past like 1,100 upvotes.
And yes.
It's got like 30,800 plays or something like that.
That's fucking incredible.
People are still awarding it like right now. I still keep getting awards on it. I'm like, oh my God.
Because it's really that good.
And I got a shout out Fest for the idea, for the concept. Yes, I wrote the dialogue. Yes, I performed it. I edited it. I put it all together.
Yes.
But if it hadn't been for his idea, it never would have come to pass. So like,
biggest, I love that.
Biggest shout out of all. I swear to God, he's like actually a muse.
I love that.
Like, please, Fest, please give me more ideas. More incest.
Well, and you wrote it, and it's so good.
Yeah, that's the other part. I actually wrote that myself. I have a lot of imposter syndrome about writing. I find it really hard to consider myself good at it.
I know.
So I don't consider myself good at it. But people like that one. And I like that they like that one. And the fact that my highest upvoted audio is about, sister and brother fucking is just, you know, that's something I can write home to mom about.
That's fantastic. I really do love that for you.
I'm good with it. I'm about it.
Ugh, it's so good. Yeah. I'm so excited about that. I don't even have one that's reached 1,000 yet. That makes me so happy for you. I can't.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy. That makes me so nervous.
No, one day I'll get there. One day I'll get there. Yeah. It's fine.
If you're listening, go upvote all of Snakey's stuff immediately. Immediately. That's your homework assignment. And if you don't, do it, I'll have to see you after class.
Ooh. But they want that. You know they want that.
Okay, well, if you do it, then see me after class.
Yes.
That sweet, sweet extra credit.
It's perfect. I have ideas. I have ideas that I think that will reach the pinnacle of that coming up. But now, we celebrate that because that's fucking insane. I remember watching it when you first posted it, and like the first hour, it was at 72, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be good."
Oh, shit. I watched it a little bit because I am kind of guilty of doing that whole like refresh it and see if people are upvoting it thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be better about it. I'll get there. But yeah, I remember refreshing it and being like, oh man, wow, that's really, wow, that's a lot. Okay, cool. I'm going to bed. Like, I post everything at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, in case anybody's curious, because I'm usually so nervous that I like to post it, refresh it until about 4 a.m. and then pass out. That's my posting schedule.
I love that that's how you do that. Just so like frantic.
It's, yeah. I'm like, because, half the world is like getting up. So like maybe they want like a morning fap, and then half the world is going to bed. So they might want like an evening fap. So I try to get them like right in the middle.
That's smart, though.
I mean, everything that I've posted at that hour has done pretty well for the most part.
Yes. I love that.
Which is like, I mean, it's just in the end, it's fucking upvotes. It's internet points. I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything because then I sound ungrateful. So, like, it does mean something, but
it's not everything.
It's not everything. Like, as long as people are getting hard or getting wet or getting wet and getting off. Oh, that's another milestone I forgot to mention.
Yes, the summer 20.
My darling. The summer 20. I've never participated in like an audio swap before. Mm-hmm. I was super nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And then I got Hannah fucking Slamma as my match. Oh my God. I'm so fucking nervous. I was like, oh shit. Like, not only is she like iconic and has been doing this for forever, but like, she's also one of my favorite people. So I was like, oh shit, I really gotta fucking bring it. I want to give her something that's gonna like make her happy.
And boy, did you.
And that's, you know, that's my highest upvoted female for female. And I wrote it.
I know. Here is the common theme, though. Your writing is good.
It's because I'm writing for my own voice.
Well, so, I mean,
it's like, oh, you sound so natural. Well, yes, I wrote it.
I wish that I could write things. I end up having to just improv it because I love that we're on different spectrums. If I sat down to write something, it would never get done. I would never post it. If I sat down to
improv, I would be like, so, like, dicks, right? Yeah. so hot. Like,
I know that it's something that you're going to be really good at soon. I wasn't in practice. The beginning. Yeah. It's all about practice.
It just makes me so nervous.
Oh, I completely understand that.
Right? And I don't even know why, because it's not like I'm doing it live. Like, if it sucks, I can just delete it. It's not a big deal. But I'm still like, oh, hi. It's like I've never had sex in my life.
It's one of the – it takes – people that do it, like, that's all they do, my hat's off to you. I can't do just that all the time because I run out of ideas.
Right?
And I can only improv really well when I have a set idea in my head, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. That's the only time I can really do it. Mm-hmm. So people that do nothing but improv, that's amazing.
I'm incredible. Like, I said I'm incredible. I meant to say like, wow.
Freudian slip.
And this was the day everyone learned how big my ego was. No, I meant to say like, I'm incredibly in awe of anyone who can improv. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, like how brain work like that.
But on the other side of that, you being able to write scripts for yourself and do them and execute them on a time that works and that you get it done and out and they're really, really good is applaudable. And it was your first audio swap, like you said, which it's amazing.
I had so much fun.
Yay!
Oh, and speaking of the audio swap, like, I also got a really good match whose name I can't remember right now. But thank you for that, because it was amazing.
If this was a good swap year. It was,
yeah. Yeah, the mods like did an excellent job pairing people up.
Yeah, I had Bugs, who shares an incest kink. So I knew as soon as I opened it, I was like, ha ha ha, ha, I've got you now.
It's all over.
Yeah. And my match was Joe Jokes. And that audio was sublime. Him. Have you not listened to that?
I haven't listened to his
you must.
I've not been listening to very much audio porn.
I know. Lately. I haven't really got to either lately, but you would like it. It's brother, sister.
Oh, well. Yeah. I should note, I don't have a brother, but boy, do I wish I had one. Oh, God. Safe. That sounds so wrong.
It's a fantasy, people.
It's pretend. God.
I don't actually want to fuck my dad. Like,
God, no.
Are you kidding? But
it's the father.
Yeah.
It's not DNA daddy.
Yeah. The fantasy DNA dad. I love that we both were going to say that.
Fuck. So good. So, like, what? How do you top this year that you've had? Like, what the fuck is going to happen? What is happening? Like,
I don't know. I feel I've peaked. I'm just kidding. I haven't. Everything just keeps going up. I really thought that it was going to plateau at some point, but it just keeps going up. And I'm not tooting my own horn because I have weeks where I'm like, I hate this. I'm done. But you
hover over the delete button. Don't do it.
No. But I feel like it's just going to keep going up for you too, because together our forces combined, we do nothing but good things. We have so much stuff planned.
This is true.
I know separately we do, but so much stuff together with other people. There are collabs coming. Like, there's so much stuff. How could we ever quit? So I know that there's some people listening to this going, damn it. And to you, and to you, I say, fuck you. I'm not going anywhere.
You can't get rid of me. I'll never disappear.
No. Even if I decide to quit, I'm leaving everything. So people can shiver in fear and wonder if I will ever come back.
Wondering, when will the Chamber of Secrets be opened?
Oh my God.
Sexy, right?
It is. And other and people would be wondering when the other boot would be about to drop.
Oh my God, I love that. Instead of the other shoe to drop, the other boot is dropping. Oh my God.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm loving that, you know, like that scene from my favorite movie, Titanic. My favorite movie, Titanic. Where they're like, you know, oh, now they're going to, you know, retire in a cloud of smoke and congratulate
each other on being best of the universe.
That is exactly what the last, like, I don't know how long we've been at this because I only started doing my backup recording like half an hour ago. So like, I don't know, 45 minutes-ish, hour. I don't know how long we've been doing this.
I don't know.
But we've been congratulating ourselves because you know what?
We fucking deserve it.
Let me just get up on my soapbox here for a second. Why, when somebody who does something creative, are they not supposed to celebrate it? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what is, like, don't be an egotistical asshole. Of course not. But it's not like a turbo flex or like somebody being a dick to be like, here's this, like, this cool thing like has happened that I did and people liked it. Like, you should be able to celebrate yourself without being threatened by other people. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody is celebrating their successes, I'm not sitting over here, like, you know, in a big salt pile being like,
yeah,
when will my ship come in? Like, especially like for female performers in this environment, it can be isolating. It can be dehumanizing occasionally. Yeah. And I just feel like things work a lot better if we are able to celebrate the things that we've accomplished and be supported by, you know, our fellow performers who will also be reaching and celebrating their own milestones. Like, if you're threatened by someone else's success, I think you need to sit and like do a bit of thinking about why you're doing this. Cause yeah, we were talking about play counts and upvotes and subscribers and things like that. But like, if neither one of us liked what we were doing or like the challenge of recording and editing, then we wouldn't be doing it because it would be empty. If you don't like what you're doing and like the only reason you're doing it is for upvotes and attention,
you
you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
I want to make people come. I want to make friends and I want to learn more about how recording works.
And I agree with everything that you said. And if you think as female performers that we're stalking other female performers and happy when they do bad, I assure you I'm far too busy to do that.
I assure you sometimes I do. No. Kidding.
If you see a people that I'm friends with and talk to a lot or congratulate like on Twitter and things like that, that's because they do that shit back to me. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to do that for somebody who I see in the sidelines being like, well, that doesn't happen for me. Fucking make it happen. Like, just make it happen. It's one of those things that like I could be, I'm so excited for you with how your stuff has taken off. And I even have said this before. I am glad that I went through all of the shit figuring things out so that I could tell you when you decided to do it. Because if that people, if people come into this and you're new and you think that I just like the small, a massive following that I have, that I just had that overnight, you were sadly mistaken, my friend. I had not a fucking clue what I was doing.
But you've also been like really supportive and a good source in somebody that I've been able to turn to. And I feel like that's how it should be between,
it is,
you know, between like female performers, especially, but between male performers, between all performers, honestly, like,
we got to stick together, people. Stop thinking that everybody's against you. Cause I promise you, if you think people are against you, first of all, they probably don't even know you exist.
Like, I don't even know I exist.
Yeah. Like, it's just, stop being up your own asshole. I promise people are not that worried about you. They want to see, like, if you are in somebody's radar, 9 times out of 10, unless you do something crazy, they want to see you do good. Also, my laptop's about to die, so I've got to plug it in.
Hold on. Oh my god. Where's my weight music? Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. You get bonus points if you can tell me what that little song is from. Then I will love you forever.
And plugged in. What now?
Oh, I was humming a tune, and I want people who listen to tell me what the tune is from.
Oh, I love that.
And yes, it is absolutely staying in. I'm not removing that.
Nor should you. We have a car alarm in our first one, okay?
I love this mess.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But really, people, like, just...
Can't we all just get along? No?
I mean, really. Like, coming into this, I've seen people come into this and just automatically have a chip on their shoulder. Nobody's worried about you. I promise.
What is it? You know, don't worry about me. Worry about your own eyebrows.
Yes. Like, I just, it blows my mind. Mm. But yeah, just don't be a dick. Be nice to people. If you look up to somebody, fucking just support them and act like it. And people notice. I mean, that's how it goes. That's 101 of networking.
Yeah. Honestly, and you're going to have a way better time if you're, like, if you're making friends, if you're getting to know people, if you're not, like, you know, openly engaging in drama.
Yeah, don't do that. Focus on recording or doing something fun. There's no point in doing that.
Yeah, honestly, that's time better spent improving your craft, kiddos. That's how it works. And by kiddos, I mean people 18 plus. Okay.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
The whole Twitter fire. Speaking of drama.
Or people acting like they were just like, what? Oh my god, did you not know? Jesus Christ.
Yes, you see, you should limit your interactions or not have them at all with people who are not meant to be consuming the porn that you make.
Exactly.
Just FYI.
That's correct.
But yeah. Oh god, I am loving this group therapy. Oh my god.
Aren't you though? I do feel better though, because like this past month I feel like gritting my teeth, like, it's been so bad.
People have been doing the very most to be
annoying,
like a pain in the ass. And that's okay. Sure, that's what you want to do. That's fine.
But don't.
But yeah, please don't.
It's,
but yeah.
Just have fun. Don't be a dick. I won't even say etiquette. Just have human decency. Like, let somebody else have their moment. And then after their moment has passed, have your moment.
Yeah. It's really very simple. Also, did I hear your dogs?
Oh, babies. They're having a flail. I don't know why.
it's just dog things.
Yeah. Okay.
So smut club, though.
Just yes.
Remember, I had to say. Okay, listen. That sigh. If I said it in the server, but if it hadn't been for smut club, I wouldn't even be talking right now. Like, I would not, this podcast would not exist. Little Mistress Boots would not exist. Like, none of it would exist. Because, like, that's how life-changing the server has been. You don't expect that. When you join a porn server, you're like, oh, cool, there'll be like some sexy gifts and like maybe a few laughs, maybe some friendly people. Or in the case of when I joined Smut Club, a whole lot of sexy Dobby memes. But
yeah.
But like, what a group. What a good group of people.
Oh, thank
Holy
you.
Fuck. So good.
Thank you.
And yeah. So like I said, if you're not in Smut Club, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. If you're not in my server, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, I was about to say, join both of our servers. You don't always have to talk. You can lurk.
No, you can lurk.
We don't care.
No, I don't give a shit. Come in. Come yeah. in and watch the insanity.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, Discord is fucking free. So like, if you want to interact, just get in there.
Yeah, that's another, like you said, it is completely free. You don't have to talk. Yeah, you don't have to pay any money.
Nah.
We're just hanging out.
Come in and look. Sometimes I post pictures. They're not that kind of pictures. Calm down. But like, yeah, seriously, just come hang out because like I want to make new friends.
Same.
You know?
And we have tons of, and if you're trying to network, hello. We have lots of people from the community in both of our servers. So.
Yes. Because
it's a good place to come hang out.
People are fucking cool. And like, people are generally pretty like interested in helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, like if you come in like the very most extra ever and you're constantly like pinging people and asking for advice, maybe it's not going to go down so well. But we both have dedicated spots for like talking about GWA stuff or, you know, audio porn stuff or whatever.
Yes.
So
this is not a place where we limit you. You can we can do that. Just make sure you're in the right place. That's all we ask.
Yeah. That's pretty much
all
it.
All we ask. What the hell?
That's all we ask. What the hell?
It's people joining with multiple accounts. Speaking of people with joining with multiple accounts.
Oh, fun.
They'll figure it out. Anyway, but yeah, come over and see us. And thank you. I am so glad that you joined our server because I wouldn't have met my best friend.
I know. What would we have done? Ew, I shudder to think.
I hate it.
But yeah, we crossed paths. You helped so much. Even when I wasn't asking for help, like even just watching your example.
Aw, thank you. But we're very good for each other. We are the yin to each other's yang. It's good stuff.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you all for coming to group therapy today.
Yes, thank you.
I guess let us know what you think of performer etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of shit you would like to see us do in the future.
Or talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, because like – In all areas, I'm always, always looking for suggestions and ideas that I can leech onto and suck the life out of. So,
yes. So talk to us. Don't be silent.
Yeah. And if you're interested in hearing the extended version of this,
yes,
you're going to be able to find it on either one of our Patreons. So, you know,
that's right.
Pick your flavor. If you're you know, more into Snakey, go there. If you're more into me, come over here.
But I implore you. Yes, you should.
Or you could, you know, be the most extra and do both. So, yeah, I had a good time today.
I had a great time.
My iced coffee is almost gone.
It's almost time for a refill.
Mm-hmm. Almost time to order some more from Tim Hortons, not sponsored. But yeah, which I was.
To say what she wishes. So I guess we'll end it here and we'll be back next month. This has been Snakey
and Boots.
And we're the friends that you wish you had.
Fuck yeah.